I was watching one of these animal channels. It may have been Discovery Channel, Environmental, National Geographic Channel, you know, all these different stuff on cable. You know, we have about a few hundred channels. But it was one of these environmental channels. I may have been National Geographic. I think it was Discovery or something, but you get the point. And they were going over, these brilliant white rabbit environmentalists were going over how they treat the bears in Yellowstone, the grizzlies in Yellowstone. And it was absolutely brilliant. It was a brilliant approach. You don't feed them. You don't adopt them. You don't hang out with them. You don't go running around sticking your nose in their business. Why? Because they're bears. Now, white rabbits have no business fooling with bears. Now, they're nice to look at. You can watch them in their natural habitat. But generally, it's non-interference. Totally brilliant. Well, we don't sell them, you know, we don't sell them air conditioners. Well, they're bears. They don't need it. We don't sell them fishing poles. Why? They're bears. They can fish them, you know, they can fish very well for themselves. If they needed fishing poles or air conditioners, they'd build them. We don't sell them airplanes or AK-47s. It's a total hands-off approach to the bears. And it occurred to me, during another episode, I was seeing how these, they were white rabbit ecologists down in the Amazon, and I want to say this was on like a travel channel or something. They were visiting with some tribe in the Amazon, and this tribe was very spiritually sophisticated. But generally, they were treating them like the bears. Hands off. Non-interference. These little Amazon rabbits, you know, they look like us, but they're not white. They're not Aryan rabbits. But the white rabbit ecologists were taking a very hands-off approach. You know, you can't sell them anything. No, don't interfere with their food. No, they probably don't need any of our tools. You know, in this one particular episode that I was watching, the little Amazon rabbits, they had themselves some little babies. And one of the babies was very sick, and they didn't want to interfere and give it any medicine. They let nature take over. Brilliant. Brilliant. Because they were treating them just like we treat the bears in Yellowstone. Total harmony. There's no need, again, to adopt bears, because, well, bears can be dangerous. There's no need to fool around saving bear cubs. Why? Because they're bears. It's natural law. Let nature take over. Just let them mind their own business. Let them have their own space. And if they get too out of line, you know, every once in a while they get one of these grizzlies that gets a little out of line, they have to euthanize it or do something along those lines. You know, you can't let bears get out of line. Sometimes those black bears, they get out and they go rampaging through the suburbs, eating garbage and raiding homes and whatnot, and they're a little unruly. Sometimes they have to put one down. But by and large, it's non-interference. And it got me thinking how well we do that. And this white rabbit ecologist had transferred this type of treatment of the bears to the treatment of the little Amazonian rabbits. Yes. They have no need for air conditioning or all this advanced stuff, and they can't maintain it anyways. So that's my thinking. We need to treat everyone just like we treat the bears, and just like they're starting to treat some of these indigenous tribes. Yes, the indigenous white rabbits of Europe are just fine to be left alone. Now, of course, if only we can get the white rabbit environmentalist to see it that way and to treat us like the bears. Yes, to leave us alone. But and of course you would never want to bring a bear home any more than you want to bring a little Amazonian rabbit home. That's not what they're designed to do. You never want to let one date your daughter. Bears don't date rabbits, especially not white rabbits. You never want to bring one into your rabbit hole. Why? Well, it's a bear. It's a bear. Any more than you'd want to bring one of those little Amazonian rabbits. You see, they were treating them identical. That's fine. That's a big step toward progress. Did they sell those little Amazonian rabbits in the AK-47s? Or of course not. They don't need them. If they needed them, they'd have already made them. But that is a total ecological view. And when I go into in a bit, we're going to come back, and I'm going to tie everything into the bears. And but that is how we should treat everything. The good news is that some of the groups behind the scenes see things Horace's way, which is a very organic white rabbit way. Non-interference. Don't interfere with us. We won't interfere with you. If you interfere with us, like the black bears rummaging through the suburbs, we will have to interfere because we have to have our rabbit holes clean and we have to have everything sustainable and all that kind of stuff like that. But that is a quick overview of something that's happening right in front of your face. What you see is what you get. How we treat the bears. And you will see this on the nature shows, yeah, when they get down those little Amazon rabbits, they're starting to treat them like the bears. That's good. That's progress. We got to move that everywhere. That is our approach, non-interference. Well, they don't need space shuttles. They don't know what to do with them anyways. You know, those little indigenous red rabbits of North America, most people don't understand this, but they didn't have horses until the Spanish introduced them. The Spanish introduced horses and the Indian populations exploded and they started killing each other. Non-interference. Treat them like the bears. Very good. It's very good. And in turn, we expect to be treated like the bears too. Don't worry about us. We'll do everything under our own initiative. We don't need you. You just think we do. But white rabbits don't need bears, and we don't need any other rabbits. Yeah, we're very special like that. Why? We got Godzilla. If you got Godzilla in your back pocket, you got the Green Goddess. You got all our technology, all our imagination. That's where it all begins. You don't need much else, do you? But we'll create win-win situations. Yeah, we'll trade some tomatoes, maybe some of our carrots for your tomatoes. Yes, but in general, that's my thinking. And I think ecologists are kind of migrating to that view toward an organic existence. And there are only two types. Blood, which is the most organic substance known to man, and it's the only thing sustainable. And the other, of course, is the newly Singapore and Dubai type option. That's freedom of association. But they don't like those white rabbits that freely associate, because if they do, they're going to all go to a rabbit hole one part of the planet, and then you're going to have problems. But that's another episode, isn't it? Well, I've already discussed that. But that's an overview of the bears. Of treating everyone, treating all the rabbits and every other animal like the bears, and in return we demand equal treatment. Leave us alone. If only we could bring more ecologists along this line. But we're making progress. Yes, I'm very optimistic.